Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from God our Father and our Savior, who is Jesus the Christ. Amen. This Easter Sunday falls on April 1st. I can never remember a time when that has happened before in my lifetime. Now, some might think that this timing is rather unfortunate. I, however, think that this is a marvelous development. Yes, April 1st is widely known as April Fool's Day. And when I was young, I remember my grandma pulling subtle April Fool's Day pranks on me as a child. So I would come down, still rubbing sleep out of my eyes, groggy in the morning, stumble to the breakfast table. My grandma would usually say something along the lines of, "I see a robin out in the backyard." And of course, I'd trek over to the window to get a peek at spring's arrival. And I just hear this little voice behind me saying, "April Fools." Grandma always knew how to pull the perfect April Fool's joke on me in ways that were silly and clever. This year's April 1st will be a different story. Yes, I'm sure that there will be folks who will still try to trick their neighbor, but there is a much deeper meaning to April Fool's Day this year. And here's what I mean by that. For 3 years, Jesus carried out his earthly ministry. Our first reading for today from the Acts of the Apostles summarizes this very nicely. There it says, "You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all." That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. And so Luke, the author of the Acts of the Apostles, summarizes Jesus' three-year ministry in just 4 concise verses. Of course, we know that this isn't the whole story. Because on Good Friday, Jesus suffered what can only be described as one of the worst deaths known to humankind. After being condemned to death, Jesus was stripped and then flogged. This means that he was beaten with rods and with whips. The Roman soldiers went to great lengths to humiliate Jesus. They spit in his face. They even wove a crown made out of thorns and smashed that on Jesus' head. And then Jesus carried his own cross out to the hill called Golgotha. And there he was nailed to the cross, where he hung in agony for 6 hours, slowly suffocating to death. Sitting here today, we can only imagine the excruciating amount of pain that Jesus endured on the cross for our sake. Beginning at noon, there was an eclipse of the sun. This lasted until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Total darkness descended upon the earth. At 3 o'clock, Jesus breathed his last and surrendered his spirit into our Heavenly Father's keeping. And when that happened, there was an earthquake that shook the land, and it tore the curtain in the temple in two from top to bottom. In that moment, who do you think rejoiced? Who do you think was celebrating his great moment of victory when Jesus breathed his last? Satan, right? The devil. The moment Jesus died on Good Friday, the devil thought he had won, because Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ, God's anointed one, was dead, and the devil thought he had won. Because it was the day of preparation for the Passover, so the Friday before Passover Saturday, Jesus' body was taken down from the cross and laid in a borrowed tomb. This was a tomb that Joseph of Arimathea had bought for himself. He had chiseled it out of solid rock. And Jesus' body was wrapped up in a burial shroud and then laid in this borrowed tomb. And again, Satan thought that he had won. The devil thought that he had triumphed over God's holy Son, but his victory was short-lived. 3 days later, on Easter Sunday morning, God raised Jesus from the dead. Our second reading from 1 Corinthians says that Jesus was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. Jesus would then go on to visit with Peter and the other apostles, and then he appeared to 500 other brothers and sisters at one time. Jesus was alive. He lives. In fact, Jesus went on to visit with many of his disciples, appearing to them throughout 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. It turns out the grave could not contain Jesus. It turns out that the power that evil thought it had could not endure because Jesus lives. And so, while the devil thought he had defeated God, in reality, God got the last laugh. God made the devil into the ultimate fool because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Therefore, today on April 1st, celebrate the fact that Jesus lives. And because Jesus lives, we believe that we will also live with him. Yes, we will live and laugh and celebrate the gift of eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord, through whom we have received the greatest gift in the world. Thanks be to God, and amen.